You know when you see a shopper and they're unloading a pre-made basket of like ripe strawberries or something and loading it again with only the best strawberries from the other baskets? We kind of despise them and we shoot them sidelong looks because they're cherry picking. It's just not cool. But right now, you're probably doing some form of cherry picking with the universe.
It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
Breathe.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming.
Yes, indeed, friends. Hi, and welcome to Flow Dreaming. It's Summer here, and in keeping with my theme from last week, for episode number 643, cherry picking, I'm reading to you, I'm sharing with you, think of it like an audio story, a section from one of my books that is yet to be released. It's a sneak peek. I'm still bouncing ideas off everyone, seeing if you guys like them. As you can tell, over the years, a lot of my work has moved from straight up manifesting and co-creating to the things that prevent us from co-creating and manifesting to our full extent, the things that prevent us from reaching the 100% capacity of our brains, our minds, our hearts, and our energy. And so today I wanted to share with you this concept of cherry picking. Now, it's one that I talk about in Me School. Those of you who are in Me School, you know, you've been through it, you heard it. If you are interested in Me School, there will be a new version of Me School enrolling in the spring of this year. If this is an older show for you, pardon me, it may not be happening in the spring, but you can always go to my website and find it, flowdreaming.com. Cherry picking is a really, really important concept. I consider it a kind of power leak. And power leaks are things that take away your ability to co-create, take away your ability to craft and sculpt this life that Source puts you here to discover, right? There's basically two contrasting views. Life is either a mess and you just come here and you wade your way through the muck until it's done, thank God, and it's a punishment the whole way. Or life is here with plenty of opportunities. Lots for you. It's asking you, it's waiting on you to discover exactly how much is there for you. But you have to go into it. You've got to explore it. You've got to take from it. You've got to make inside of it. You've got to try. You've got to get past those fears and patterns and all those things. And the more you do, the more you reap the rewards of crafting a life that fits you, that suits you, that speaks to you, and not the one that just happens by default when you are not in power, not in flow, not in alignment with your own self and your flow. So yes, that sounds like a heavier theme than I meant to sound it to be like, but this is actually a really good and fun concept, and I'm really happy that you guys are here with me today. So I'm going to continue here in a moment, but before I do, a little housekeeping. Flow On is enrolling. I would love for you to be part of this. So in the podcast each week, I do some sharing of ideas, right? I'm throwing out stuff. I'm playing with all our mindsets and how we think and trying to help you sort of craft a new one, the one that's a lot more effective and productive in your life. And it goes way beyond mindset, right? We go all through all the layers of ourselves, from our mind to our deepest energy, our soul selves. So with that in mind, I have a program called Flow On. It just debuted. It is, I consider, reasonably priced, especially considering that it does match up with a lot of, you know, nice, fancy gym memberships except this is something really, really important for your soul, your life, your income, your relationships. And it's happening now. So come on in. Each month you get to have a brand new masterclass. And that's what's different than this podcast. Like I said, I'm playing and, you know, kind of triggering you to think and grow and feel and think about things. The masterclass is I'm teaching you what to do. And I'm giving you worksheets and I'm giving you a flow dream on the topic and we practice with it. And it is a growth vehicle that you can keep as long as you want in your life. So do check it out. That's Flow On. And let me move on from that. By the way, it's at the website, flowdreaming.com, or you can, you know, get it through one of my emails, I suppose. I suppose I'll be just peppering you with emails about it soon, if I haven't already. All right, so let's move on. And here we go. What is the concept of cherry picking? Well, right, I talked about the person with the basket of fruit. And if that's you, forgive me, but we are shooting you dirty looks because we're realizing you're giving us crappier baskets. Oh, and with that caveat, there may be a few salty words in this because it turned out these books that I've written are filled with salty words. So if you have little ones in the room, you might want to plug their ears. And if you are sensitive to that, maybe this isn't the episode for you. So let's continue. I left off by saying, right now, you're probably doing some form of cherry picking with the universe. Because I know that I do. Sometimes I look at my life and I sigh and I moan about the things I don't have, but always secretly kind of wanted, like maybe my own TV show or something. I'd be such a badass on it. All those stupid studios are so dumb for not seeing how I'd make such a great show. I could be huge, change people. And I don't ever admit that to other people because one, makes me sound crazy and self-centered. And two, the universe will never, ever, 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 ever give it to me anyway. Somewhere in my head, I decided where and what the universe, my life partner, will realistically give me. And my own show is definitely not one of those things, even though I've gotten close a number of times. Nah. The universe pulls it back and says, I'm just fucking with you, honey. That was a joke. You're never, ever getting a show like that. So I bet you can see already what's wrong with this picture. For one, my controlling self, has already decided exactly what the universe will or won't give me. And the universe is my lifelong partner, the one constant that I'll always be with from birth to death. And yet, I steal all the power out of my partner's hands every time I tell it that I know what it will or won't do. I churn forward despite it, resigned and sad that I can't trust it to bear me trays of gifts. I utterly shut it down and box it in with my own limited thinking. Darn it! I hate it when I discover myself doing that. So I stop for a while, and then I go back to doing it again. Not only that, but I'm a hypocrite. Every day I practice my flow dreaming, which you guys know is my personal technique for creating mindfulness and connection, gratitude, pre-programming my energy, emotion, talking to the universe, getting stuff done. And in this state, I feel how overflowing, gift-filled, and loving my universe really is. Maybe you do this in flow dreaming or when you pray or connect with Source or God. At any rate, when I'm there, I feel how bountiful and magnificent this universe is, how it's filled with everything I need to thrive, and most importantly, how it loves me. It loves me, and I'm in love with it, and we're in awe of each other, and it's a rad feeling. Then I open my eyes, and I come back to my day, and I start thinking about all the things life won't ever give me or help me with. I mean, the universe has sent some horrible, life-wrecking people in my life. You know, God or the universe or my own body gave me fucking cancer, for goodness sakes. so much for protecting me and loving me. Whatever is responsible also made me 2 inches too short, 20 pounds too heavy, and I know sure as rain that it's never, ever is going to... Here is where you fill in what the universe will never give to you. Right? Fill it in here. Like, I know sure as rain the universe will never give me my soulmate. They either aren't alive or already married or just won't ever find me. I'll never have true love. Or how about, I know sure as rain that I'll never be able to change careers now and get ahead the way I wanted in life. That ship has sailed and I'm too damn old. I ended up in this dead end and I have kids to support and it's just way too late to do anything about it. And the universe hasn't helped me. And even... I just need one lucky break, like one break. Come on, universe. All you give me is dank, stanky, hard stuff over and over. It's tiring and ridiculous, and I've had years and years of grind. When do I start getting some good luck? Windfalls of money, open doors, you know what I mean, huh? When? That, my friends, is cherry picking. It's when we say we love and trust the universe, life, God, but as we look a little deeper, we see that we only love and trust some of it. I love and trust you here, but I don't love and trust you there. I have faith and believe in your power here, but over there, nah, over there you're stingy, mean, cold-hearted, and cruel. So in other words, you are cherry-picking your beliefs. God loves you, but God is also cold, stingy, and cruel. This kind of puts us on edge. It reminds us of that alcoholic parent who loves you, but sometimes forgets to feed you meals for a week. No wonder we started becoming little controllers. I mean, you can't really trust that God. Not really. You might love him, but you might not get fed for a week. Now, contrast this to the feeling of embracing all the universe gives you, the good and the bad. And you aren't angry at the bad. You aren't sadly resigned to the bad. You embrace the bad. And you say, universe, I trust that you know what you're doing. So if you give me this, I trust you with it too. Like, wow, 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 wow. Just take a minute and let it sink in. It means that if you don't have the love of your life yet, you might still. You don't know. You're open. The universe is open. You haven't built a brick wall of hurt that shouts disbelief it'll ever happen. And you haven't done that because you still fundamentally believe that whatever you have on your plate right now is utterly perfect. Because the universe does love you. It loves you in all ways and everywhere. So that what you've been given is what you need right now. Period. You are loved. And you're safe. No matter what's going on in your life, it all belongs. And there are few to no limits to what you can have, be, or do. No cherry picking. No choosing to believe and be thankful when the good stuff arrives and yet hold on to a whole boatload of ideas about what the universe will never give you and wants you to suffer with. You pick your strawberry basket and stick with it. The universe is either always loving and giving and trustworthy, or it never is. Let your trust bloom like a fresh, bubbling spring in the Scottish countryside. It's a feeling that if you trust the universe, go all in with it merrily. Trust it all. Trust everything that happens as divine. Trust that it gave you a weird, ugly disease, that it got you fired, that it set you up for a soul-robbing addiction. Trust it. Trust it loves you. Trust that in some big picture, this is all perfect, and this is your next step, whatever you've got right now. Get that? It's your next step. It's on your plate. Whatever you're sitting on in your life right now is your next step. It is perfect and right, and the universe has never broken trust with you. It's never broken faith with you. It has been constant, consistent, and unyielding in its relationship with you. Because all this time, it's been you cherry picking. Cherry picking what you see as acts of love or acts of cruelty. And all because you didn't like what you got, or you lost hope in some areas or some experiences. It left you bopping around back and forth and getting truly deeply worn out and wary. Very wary. So get this relationship with the universe sorted out. It's your number one priority because it's fundamental. All those patterns and blocks you talk about, well, half of them are rooted right here in your cherry picking, in the broken trust, in the, I trust you'll give me some good things, but you'll never give me others. And I'm going to tell you how you're acting and what you're going to do and what you give me. And I know it. And get this, you rob the universe of all of its power. You take it away and you clamp it down. But do the opposite. Everything I have is beautiful, right, perfect. I have my next step. This is right. I trust you. I trust the bad stuff and the good stuff. And this is right, exactly where I am. There is no downside to that. It's all up. Your daily happiness and optimism, your feelings about what you can achieve or become, all these will just pop open and grow, leaping with renewed life and vitality. So do this, do it now, and ask yourself, what do I believe the universe will never, ever give me? And then just let things roll from there. Roll from there. So, yeah, you can see why I'm sharing this essay with you. It's a little too long to put in an email, but I'm curious about your feedback. Curious if you're kind of waking to the ideas and thoughts, things that we pursue here in Flow Dreaming, particularly in Me School. If this in itself woke you up, probably check out Me School. It's this times 100. It's a big love bomb. Or certainly Flow On, where I can give you the next steps with this. How? I know that's the next question. How? Well, that's what we practice, and we begin doing it. And we hold each other accountable, and we do our worksheets, and we do our journaling, and we do our flow dreaming around it, and then we check in, and we feel ourselves evolve and change. And that is flow dreaming. That's the practice. That's what this is all about. It's honestly a different way of looking at life. Very holistic and a gentle way, a way filled with healing. But also, as you can see, we get in there, kind of poke around with sticks, find the stuff that isn't working. Cherry picking, my friends, isn't working. So I hope, again, like I said, you enjoyed that. If you want to follow up on it, go to my website, flowdreaming.com. And you'll find a ton of different playlists. Many of them have to do with self-love and self-trust. Just put those search terms in and see what playlists speak to you as they pop up. Or, of course, you can always do searching in the Flow Dreaming app, which you can find on your mobile device. There are two apps. One of them carries this podcast, of course, and then the other one carries all of the Flow Dreams. So I hope to see many, many of you in Flow On, which I've been dropping major hints about all through the show today, because it does have a limited registration. So it is, I feel obligated to tell you and not let it, you know, pass by your awareness until the next time it opens. But it is enrolling, and we get to learn and teach together every month, as long as you like. You can come in, cancel anytime. It's totally up to you. So please check it out. In fact, I have a few words here at the end about it. And until next time, my love goes to all of you. I know I was strident, but I really hope it just got in there and made you just think, how am I really approaching my life and my feelings and my trust of everything, all that is? Because that's the core. And for many of us, that is the biggest pattern, the biggest block that we want to start with as we begin to revise the quality of our lives. All right, lots of love to you, and I'll see you next time for another episode of Flow Dreaming. My friends, Flow On is a brand new membership, and its goal is to keep you in flow, in alignment, and in a state of beautiful growth and emergence into the next you. Sometimes this is going to mean some healing or renewing your energy from depression or burnout. Or maybe you're going to be pushing into new areas of growth and rampant success. Well, Flow On is your monthly spiritual backpack. It's a brand new program. I haven't done anything like it since, well, it's been so many years when I used to have a Flow Dream of the Month Club. Think of this as its new 21st century iteration. And Flow On has everything that you need. It's a monthly masterclass, a monthly Flow Dream, even some live interaction. And best of all, you can come and go as you please. There's no long-term commitments. So please check it out at flowdreaming.com. If you're lucky enough and it's enrolling, do grab a spot. It will not be open and available at all times all year, but if it's open, please jump in. I know you won't be disappointed, and I look forward to traveling with you on this beautiful journey of flow and giving you so many tools, all the tools that I've ever created.